And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The CEO of TikTok will make a high-profile appearance Thursday before a U.S. congressional committee to make the case for why the hugely popular video-sharing app should not be banned. TikTok has acquired 150 million American users, but is under increasing pressure from U.S. officials concerned about data security and user safety. Several young influencers who have built successful businesses using TikTok gathered in Washington on Wednesday in advance of the CEO's testimony. California resident Janet Ock said livelihoods are at stake.
It is the number one downloaded app, and I understand that it may have Chinese origins, but this is American people, American employees, American businesses, American lives.
TikTok and its parent company ByteDance have been swept up in a wider geopolitical battle between Beijing and Washington over trade and technology. A U.S. federal appeals court has directed a lawyer for Donald Trump to turn over documents in the investigation into the former president's retention of classified records at his luxury estate in Florida. The ruling is a significant win for the Justice Department, which has focused for months not only on the hoarding of classified documents in Mar-a-Lago, but also on why Trump and his representatives resisted demands to return them to the government. It suggests the court has sided with prosecutors who have argued behind closed doors that Trump was using his legal representation to further a crime. Meanwhile, there has been no decision by a grand jury in New York City on whether to indict Trump on allegations he made illegal hush money payments to porn star Stormy Daniels during his 2016 presidential campaign to cover up an extramarital affair. He will be the first U.S. president to face criminal charges if indicted. From all this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A court in India has found opposition leader Rahul Gandhi guilty of defamation for a speech he made in 2019 in which he referred to thieves as having the surname Modi. He was sentenced to 2 years in prison on Thursday. Gandhi, a senior leader of the Congress Party and the heir to the new Nehru-Gandhi political dynasty, will appeal his conviction in a higher court. In the speech ahead of the last general election in 2019, Gandhi referred to the prime minister and two fugitive Indian businessmen, all with the Modi surname, while talking about alleged high-level corruption in the country. One person was injured Wednesday when a rare tornado touched down in a suburb of Los Angeles, California. The sound of car alarms triggered by the intense storm was captured by a weather tracker identified as IDK Leroy. Forecasters with the National Weather Service say the tornado carried winds between 138 and 177 kilometers an hour, making it the strongest tornado to hit the Los Angeles area since 1983. The tornado ripped the roofs off a line of commercial buildings and sent the debris across a city block. The violent weather comes amid a strong late-season Pacific storm that has brought damaging winds and more rain and snow to an already saturated California. Five deaths have been attributed to the storm. A lawyer for one of the former Proud Boys leaders charged with seditious conspiracy says federal prosecutors have revealed that a defense witness was secretly acting as a government informant for nearly 2 years after the 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. Here's AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
Defense attorney Carmen Hernandez asked a judge to schedule an emergency hearing so the defense can learn more about the prosecutor's use of the informant. The judge ordered prosecutors to file a response to the defense filing by Thursday afternoon and scheduled a hearing as well, putting testimony in the case on hold until Friday. Hernandez said the unnamed informant participated in prayer meetings with relatives and had discussions with family members about replacing a defense lawyer on the case. Law enforcement routinely uses informants in criminal investigations, but their methods and identities can be closely guarded secrets. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Authorities in the western U.S. state of Colorado say the 17-year-old student accused of shooting two faculty members at his Denver high school on Wednesday has been found dead. The body of Austin Lyle was found dead near his abandoned vehicle in a remote area outside of Denver. Authorities say Lyle shot the faculty members as they were searching him for weapons as part of a safety plan designed specifically for him based on previous issues with his behavior. I'm Richard Green, reporting for...